Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a Democratic Member-Driven Union of Flight Attendants for Flight Attendants. Today is Tuesday, April 3rd, 2012, and this is Los Angeles Council 12 volunteer Charlene Kirk reporting, and together we will do better. We are moving forward in planning our single contract negotiations with Continental and Continental Micronesia. United Flight Attendant Representatives on the Joint Negotiating Committee will be elected at our upcoming regular MEC meeting in May, and we are preparing to collect feedback on the contract that will cover all flight attendants at the world's largest airline. We encourage you to review an MEC president letter posted on our website today discussing the preparation for single contract negotiations. Our new contract offers more opportunities for us to fly unlimited hours, earn certain incentives for keeping the operation on time, as well as waive certain contractual legalities that were previously unwaivable for a considerable period of our bargaining history. However, it is critical for all of us to understand that because the union has negotiated for certain provisions to be waivable, we aren't disregarding the language in any other section of the agreement in order to do so. Where waivers have been negotiated, the specific circumstances under which the waivers applies have been carefully delineated. Invariably, there may be circumstances where misunderstandings may result, and this may ultimately lead to contractual disputes. It is important that each of us understands how to protect our rights when disputes occur. Of primary importance, the discretion to waive certain legalities belongs solely to the individual flight attendant, not management. During the course of the next several months, as we become familiar with the new provisions of the agreement, there are bound to be questions and potential issues that arise. It is just as important under this new contract to be aware of your legalities and to challenge anything that may be a violation of our collective bargaining rights. It is imperative that we all work together to enforce our contract. If we allow any section of our agreement to be disregarded repeatedly without challenging the actions of management in these misapplications, we run the risk of changing the meaning of the language of the agreement and to the benefit of management and to our detriment. In short, we must actively defend the language in our contract at all times, and each of us has an equal responsibility to enforce the language of the contract. If after speaking to the appropriate parties, the issue remains unresolved, you may initiate the dispute resolution process by filing a worksheet with your local consul no later than 60 calendar days after the flight attendant would reasonably have knowledge of the dispute. Your local consul reviews and evaluates every worksheet submitted. Be as detailed as possible and include any relevant documents that pertain to the issue. Additional information on contract enforcement can be read on our website. Over the course of the next few weeks, AFA will be distributing informational articles called AFACs, which will highlight how certain provisions of our new contract are to be applied. The changes we negotiated will benefit our flight attendant community, and ensuring everyone has a full understanding of these provisions is the most certain way to take full advantage of the improvements to our contract. Collectively, through this understanding, we can ensure the negotiated contractual improvements benefit flight attendants and the integrity of our contract is preserved. Effective April 1st, 2012, per our new contract, Section 7I1, flight attendants' check-in and boarding times for the B-757 aircraft have changed. April 2012 key pages, as well as domicile briefing schedules, should reflect the following changes. Flight attendant check-in, 1 hour and 15 minutes. Layover check-ins, 1 hour. Flight attendant boardings, 55 minutes. Passenger boardings, 45 minutes. There have been no changes to boarding times for any other aircraft. The crossover program initial awards have been completed and are now published on our website. As a reminder, the 10-day period to rescind your election your ends at 12 noon Central Time on April 10, 2012. During the 10-day rescind period, send an email to crossover@united.com to opt out of the crossover program. Keep a copy of the email you send for your records. Transition to Continental will be irrevocable if the individual decision to rescind is not exercised within the 10-day period following the award. Final awards for the crossover program will be published shortly after noon on April 10, 2012, Central Time. Once the awards are finalized, you will be assigned training in seniority order, with the earliest classes scheduled first. You will be contacted by phone regarding all training details and will be emailed the following information as well. You will be contacted no later than mid-April. The voluntary furlough call center will take calls regarding the crossover program. Their hours of operations are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. 1700 Central Time. Email questions to crossover@united.com. We strongly encourage those who have bid for the crossover program to ensure they have full understanding of their decision. The Association of Flight Attendants is still accepting applications for their college scholarship fund. The application deadline is April 10, 2012. This scholarship is set up to further the education of promising young men and women who are dependents of AFA members in good standing. This scholarship money can be used for tuition, room, board, and reasonable book expense up to a maximum of $5,000 per year, and is sent directly to the college or university upon verification of enrollment in a degree program. For more details concerning the scholarship and to download an application, visit the AFA International website scholarship page at afacwa.org. The National Airline Quality Rating 2011 report is available for download on our website. This report is an objective method of comparing U.S. airline quality on combined multiple performance criteria. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. As we move forward together, management must recognize the value that flight attendants bring to the world's largest airline. We will stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.